This is Rabbi Nissan L. Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. Continue on Vav Amud Beis 6b, the second section, that is the green text. So yesterday we said if a field is an entirely dry field, it was moist and now it's dry, you can water the whole field of Cholamoy. And the Gemara just affirms that this is correct by quoting a supporting brisa. Tanya Nami Hachiv Abraiso says the same thing. Kisha Amru Asur Lahashko Samba Moed. When they said it was prohibited to water the field on Chalamoed, Lo Amru, right? When did they put this prohibition into effect? Only Ala Bizraim Shalosh Shasu Milifne Hamoed. That's only by Zraim, by seeds that did not drink Shalosh Shasu. Right? They weren't watered before the holiday. Right, because then they didn't need it. You don't have to do it on Chol HaMoed. Aval Zraim Sheshasu Lifnei HaMoed. If you water the seeds before Yantiv because they need it, they're going to need more water on Chol HaMoed. So then Mutar Lahashkosam B'Moed. You're allowed to water those seeds on Chol HaMoed. Now, here comes the supporting line. Ve'im Haisa Sade Mitunenes Mutar. And if the field is dry, used to be moist, right now it's all dry, so then you're allowed to. But ein mashkin stay greer b'moed, right? Go rid b'moed. You cannot water a fully dry field, right? Again, it wasn't, I guess, was not moist before, as opposed to the mitunenet. Chachamim matirim bazeh u'bazeh. The chachamim allow both. They allow the sadeh garid, and they also allow seeds that were not watered before Yantiv. Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Shmami, now we see, what do we see from here? We see from here, Hai Tarbitza. Right, this garden, Shari La Tarbutze B'chol de Moada. You can water this garden on Chol HaMoed. How do you get that from what we just said before? So Sade stay greed my time. Right? Why are you allowed to water or to not water a sade greed on Chol HaMoed? Right? And really, we want to know about the position of the Chachamim that it allows it, right? Because the other position, which forbids it, you're not going to learn anything permissive about a garden from there. But the Chachamim who allow it, why did they allow it? Da afla mishave lecharfa, right? You take what would be a later crop and you make it into an earlier crop. And that, even though, right, a fully dry field, the crops are not going to die. Right? They don't need the water as much. Delaying the crop is going to damage it. And for that change in quality, you're allowed to extend some effort on Chol HaMoed. So Hachanami, so too, in the case of the garden, Afla mishave lecharfa, this watering it will turn a later crop into an earlier crop, and that advantage will allow us to water the garden on Chol HaMoed, even though it, of course, right, takes some amount of toil and effort on Chol HaMoed. Now the Gemara teaches us, Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis have learned, Marbitzin Sde Lavan Bishvi'is Avalo B'Moed. You can water a stay lovin as a field of grain, right? Because it's white as opposed to herbs and greenery and all kinds of fun, nice things that, right, make nice colors in your field. Wheat field is not green, but it is white. So the Chachamim say a white grain field can be watered on Shemitah, Avalo B'Moed, but not on Chol HaMoed. We just said in another brisa, Bahatanya, we learned in a different brisa, well, not just, but in a different brisa, Marbitzin Be'Memoed Be'Meshviz. You can water a grain field, a stay lavan, both on Chol HaMoed and on Shemitah. So they both agree, right? Let's just set up, they both agree that on Shemitah, on the Seventh, the Shviz, seventh year, you can water this grain field. They disagree, these two sources, about whether you can do it on Chol HaMoed. So Amar Rav Huna, lo kasha, right? That's not a problem. Ha Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, ha Rabbanan. One is the position, the prohibitive position is the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That's the Tanakhama in our Mishnah. And the other is the Rabbanan, the Chachamim, who are the permissive opinion at the end of the Mishnah, right? So it's not a problem. They just have two different authors with two different opinions, and we're allowed to have a machlokas in the Gemara. We have it all the time. Tanya Idach, another Braisa taught, Marbitzin stay lavan erev shvi'is, kidei sheyatzu yurakos bashvi'is. You can water a grain field before the Shemitah year so that you'll have grain, or that everyone will have grain to pick on the Shemitah year. Below, oh, and not only that, Elishmar beats and stay Laban Bashvi is you can water a grain field on Shemitah, Kedei Sheyetu Yurakos Lamote Shvi, so that you will have in the eighth year, you will have vegetables. Right? Which means this is a different opinion. This Brisa says you can't water the field and collect the produce in the Shemitah year. That we're not going to allow. Right? The previous opinion seems to allow that. That we don't. It's only one or the other. You can water it to eat it in the eighth year, or you can water it in the sixth to eat in the seventh, but you can't water and eat in the seventh. This concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.